Okay, B'Shem Hashem, in the continuation of Ilchot Pesach, I would like to speak a little bit about matzah, about different matzot that we have, different kinds of matzot, and different chumras that exist regarding matzah. It says in the Torah, Ushmartem et ha-matzot, you should watch the matzah, you should be careful with the matzah. From that, we learn a halacha that for the matzah mitzvah, the matzah that is used the night of Pesach, there are some special halachot that have to be observed. One halacha is that from the time that the flour of the matzah could become chametz, there is a special care that has to be taken, special watch, a special kavanah, that it should not become chametz. And that kavanah is a kavanah that is ma'akev, that if a person did not have that kavanah, that matzah will not be good for the mitzvah. And therefore, Shulchan Aruch says that even if you have a goy who is kneading the matzah, kneading the dough for the matzah, and a Jew standing over him and watching him, that it should not become chametz, that matzah is not yet good enough for the night of Pesach, because you need the person who does the mixing, the person who does the kneading of the dough needs to have kavanah that he is being careful for matzah mitzvah, that it should not become chametz. And the goy has his own mind, has his own kavanah, and therefore the kavanah of the mashgiach who's standing there would not help to override the goy's kavanah. So again, so there are seemingly two halachot, which is really one, and that is that the matzah that is used the night of Pesach for the mitzvot of motzi matzah and korech and afikoman is a kind of matzah that has to be first watched. Watched means that it was careful, people were careful with it, that it should not become chametz. They were mindful about it, that it didn't become chametz. And the people who were dealing with it to prepare it, to make it to a matzah, have to be Jews who are able to have a kavanah of watching it, being mindful about it, that it should not become chametz. This is called matzah shemura. Shemura from the word of ushmartem, that you have to watch it. Shulchan Aruch says that this chiyuv of shemura primarily starts at the time of kneading it, at the time that you mix the flour with water, and at that point is when the possibility of the flour becoming chametz comes about, and therefore from that time and on, whoever is working with it, dealing with it, has to have kavanah that it should not become chametz. They're mindful, and that they're doing this for the matzah mitzvah of the night of Pesach. However, Shulchan Aruch says that it's better that not only from the time of kneading, from the time of mixing the water and the flour, one should watch that it should not become chametz, but rather even from before that. And before that is at the time of grinding it, milling it, milling the wheat into the flour, grinding it into flour. At that point, you should be careful. And preferably, you should even be careful from the time of ketzira, from the time of harvesting. Because as long as the wheat is attached to the ground and is still growing, even if it rains on it, it will not become chametz, which means the kernels would not start to blow up, would not start to get bigger and ferment. From the time that the wheat is already dried on the ground, even though it's attached to the ground, but basically it's dried and it's ready to be harvested, there is a possibility that if it rains on it and it would get wet enough and the water would penetrate inside the kernel, that it could become chametz. Therefore, the people, right, therefore Shulchan Aruch says that a person should be careful from the time of ketzira, from the time of harvest, or as I just mentioned before, even before the harvest, from the time that the wheat is completely dried on the wheat stalk and ready to be cut. A person should be careful that it should not come in contact with water and should not become chametz. Such wheat or such flour is called shemura misha'at ketzira. it's watched. People were careful with it that it should not become chametz from the time of harvest. Therefore, those who go to harvest wheat for matzah, they go and they check out the wheat while it's still on stock, and they harvest it before it's really completely dried up. Because maybe if it's already dried and it rained on it, and the wheat was already completely done, and maybe rain penetrated in it, even though it's still on the stalk, on the wheat stalk, maybe water penetrated, and it made it chametz. Therefore, they go and they harvest it a little bit before it is completely ready. They go out into the fields already, as soon as the wheat is getting close to be ready, and they designate it, they harvest it, and they watch it, and they make sure that it shouldn't get wet. And when they take it to grind it, they make sure it should not get wet. And then all the way to the time of making the dough and kneading it for matzah. And so therefore, that is considered Shemura Mishat Ketzira. And Shulchan Aruch says, it's a good idea. It's a right thing to do. It's nachon. It's the right thing to do that a person should get this kind of matzah for the night of Seder. Shulchan Aruch says, however, if a person is not able to find this kind of matzah, or the wheat was already harvested, now you could check the wheat to make sure that it didn't blow up, it looks normal, then you could buy the wheat and grind it, but be careful from the time of grinding that it should not become chametz. So that would be Shemura Misha'at Techina, that you watch it from the time that you're grinding it. And Shulchan Aruch says that even if that is not available, that means there is no wheat available to buy in the market, the only thing you could buy is flour in the market. So you buy flour and you do the mitzvah of Shemira, watching it from the time that you mix it with water. And that is called Shemura Misha'ad Lisha, that it's watched from the time of mixing it with water, kneading it, making it into a dough. I should mention that the flour that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is different than the flour that we have nowadays. Flour that we have in the market nowadays could have a chashash of chametz, possibility of chametz mixed in it, because sometimes they make the kernels wet before they grind it, and sometimes they add a mist in the mill in order to settle the dust that rises from grinding. So therefore, the flour has come in contact a couple of times with some kind of moisture and water. So therefore, the flour that we have nowadays in the market is not necessarily a flour that could be used in any way for Pesach, because this kind of flour could have chashash chametz in it. The flour that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is a flour that was prepared in the process that water generally is not used. Therefore, one does not have to worry that maybe it became chametz. Okay, but be it as it may, the matzah that we have in the market are two types. There is one matzah which is called Shemura. And what they call Shemura means Shemura Mishat Ketzira. That means from the time of harvest, the wheat was watched. This is the type that the Shulchan Aruch says is Nachon, is the right thing to use for the night of Seder. So therefore, for the night of Seder, Lecha Techila, since Baruch Hashem nowadays we have it available, a person should have Matzah Shemura Mishat Ketzira, a matzah that was watched, the wheat was watched from the time of the harvest, and that's called Matzah Shemura, and that is what a person should use for the Matzah Mitzvah of the night of Pesach, for Motzi Matzah, for Korech, and for Afikoman. The other matzahs that we have that are non-Shemura Matzah, they are Shemura Misha'ad Lisha. You know, even though we call it non-Shemura, but they are Shemura Misha'ad Lisha, which means from the time that they have come in contact with water to make it into a dough, they watched it. A Jew watched it. Why do they do that for those matzahs? Because since there are many Jews that unfortunately don't know anything about matzah Shemura Mishat Ketzira, they buy a regular matzah from stores and they use it, the regular boxed matzahs, and they use it for the night of Seder. So therefore, in order for them to to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, so the matzah has to be matzah shemura, as I mentioned in the beginning. At least it has to be shemura by a Jew mishaad lisha, which means from the time that it became, it was made into a dough and it was baked, it was done by Jews and they watched it, they made sure that it's done properly. So since there are many Jews who do not know about this halachot and they would just buy any matzah to eat it the night of Pesach, in order for them to be able to fulfill the mitzvah, the matzah companies make sure that their matzah is at least shemura mishad lisha, which means done by Jews and is done carefully from the time that it was needed. So but those who know the halacha, they buy the matzah shemura mishad ketzira, what we call matzah shemura for the night of Seder. Okay, so the requirement of eating matzah shemura is only the night of Seder. There are those who eat matzah shemura for the whole Pesach. The reason they have this as a chumrah, and it's only a chumrah, is A, because once they could be more careful that the flour has no chance of chametz at all, so it's better. In other words, instead of relying on flour or the wheat that was not watched, but rather it was only washed from the time of kneading, and relying on the fact that, you know, maybe it didn't come in contact with water, and why would it have come in contact with water, and therefore it's kosher anyway. No, I want to make sure that it was definitely kept from a contact with water, and therefore I want to make sure to buy a matzah that is shemura mishaat ketzira. That is, as I mentioned, is a chumrah. There is no requirement of that. If a person wants to be careful with that, it's fine. Except that the price of matzah shemura is at least triple the amount of the price of the regular matzah. So if a person wants to apply that kind of a chumrah for that kind of a price, it's like every other chumrah that a person has in life. So, you know, you have to cheshbon it and speak to your local Orthodox rabbi if that is a proper thing, proper chumrah to accept. There is another benefit to matzah shemura, and that is that there are some poskim who hold that although the chiyuv, the obligation of eating matzah, is only the first two nights for motzi matzah, afikoman, korech and afikoman, but otherwise a person doesn't really have to eat matzah, except for Yom Tov and Shabbat that you have to wash hamotzi, so you need to eat matzah. But otherwise, let's say during the days of Chol HaMoed, you do not need to wash and eat matzah. So even though there is no such obligation to eat matzah those times, but if a person eats matzah, he will be mekayem a mitzvah. He is not obligated to eat it. But if he does eat it, it is considered a mitzvah to eat matzah even during Chol HaMoed. So in order for a person to get this reward for eating matzah during Chol HaMoed, it's better that the matzah should have the requirements of matzah, like the night of Pesach. So it is better to have a shemura matzah mishat ketzira from the time of harvesting. Although we mentioned that even the regular box matzahs would fulfill the requirement, the minimum requirement of the matzah for the night of Pesach, because Shulchan Aruch said, in a situation that you do not have wheat or flour that was watched, you could just buy flour and make matzah and watch it from the time of kneading it into a dough. Even that would be good enough for the night of Pesach. So therefore, that would also be good enough for during Chol HaMoed to be mekayem the mitzvah with it. But if a person wants to be mekayem, fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah, even during Chol HaMoed, in the highest way, in the best way, so then he should have matzah shemura mishaat ketzira. So these are the two benefits of matzah shemura mishaat ketzira. A, the fact that it has far less chashash chametz in it, even though the other ones also don't have chashash chametz so much, but this is more guaranteed. And B, the fact that if he is eating matzah during Pesach, so it will be mekayim, according to those poskim who say that by eating matzah you're being mekayim a mitzvah, he'll be mekayim the mitzvah in the best possible way. Both of these inyanim that I mentioned are chumras. A chumra means that if a person wants to do it, kol hakavod, it's a good idea to do it. But that doesn't mean that a person who does not do this is doing something wrong. It doesn't mean that a person who is not eating matzah shemura is doing something wrong. As a matter of fact, to look down upon a person who is not eating matzah shemura is an avera. Because the person is doing something completely legit, completely valid, completely fine, by not eating matzah shemura during Pesach, during the rest of the days of Pesach. And for someone to feel that, you know, I'm better because I'm doing this better, or to look down upon a person who is doing this, who is not eating matzah shemura, is an avera. It's not, you know, you don't put down a Jew. Right? Or for that matter, if a person, if keeping this chumrah could lead into machloket and other issues, you know, a person has to make a calculation whether it's worth keeping a chumrah or trying to be mekayim one mitzvah by causing issues and machloket and hard feelings and other things on the other side. So it is a chumrah that if a person wants to keep, he should know what it is that is a chumrah, and he should also understand what is the right thing to do. Is it the right thing to keep this chumrah or not? So there was a question that was posted to me on one of these question answer sessions that we've had, that how about if a person is machmir on matzah shemura? Should he be machmir for his kids too? Or from what age? The answer to this is, the kids, I mean, if you want to impose your chumrah upon them, that's fine. But I do not see any reasons why a person should be especially machmir to give matzah shemura to his kids the whole Pesach, especially the kids under bar mitzvah. Once the kid reaches the age of bar mitzvah, if the kid wants to be mekayim the mitzvah chiyuvi, the mitzvah of eating matzah during Chol HaMoed, a kazait every day, and the kid wants to do that, and the father educates the child, and he gives him matzah shemura, by all means. But to start this chumra, the hanhaga, that everyone should eat matzah shemura, a person can do whatever he wants in his house, but he has to understand the concept of it, the idea of it, the idea behind it, that it is only a chumra, and therefore he could act accordingly. If a person of means, that he's able to buy all that expensive matzah shemura, and yet he has enough money that he gives to tzedakah, because tzedakah is mitzvah deoraita, whereas keeping matzah shemura is a chumrah. And he still has, he still gives enough money to tzedakah, and Baruch Hashem, he has enough money to be able to eat matzah shemura the whole Pesach himself and his kids, by all means. That's a wonderful, wonderful idea, but it is something that a person has to keep all the aspects of the issue into the cheshbon. There is another point about matzah that I would like to discuss, and that is hand matzah versus machine matzah. Now, all the hand matzahs that we have in the market are all shemura from the time of Ketzira. The reason they are done by hand is because, as I mentioned before, that when a person prepares the matzah for the night of Seder, it should be done with a kavanah. It cannot be done by a goy. It has to be done by a Jew. And a person needs to have kavanah that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah. He's doing the shemira, the watching, and making sure that it doesn't become chametz. L'shem matzah of the mitzvah of the night of Pesach. There are poskim who say that in order for this kavanah to work, a person has to do it manually, himself, by himself, by hand. Well, if it's done by a machine, since machine does not have any kavanah, that matzah that is made by the machine would not have the quality of a matzah that was done by kavanah. There are those poskim who say that if a Jew presses the button on the machine, that he turns it on, and he says at the time of pressing the button, l'shem matzat mitzvah, that he turns on the machine with that kavana, and then the machine does the rest of the job of kneading it and baking it and all that, that is considered matzat, l'shem, matzah lishma, and therefore would be fine. So that is why we have in the market, there are the hand matzahs are done lishma by hand, and then you have machine matzahs, and between the machine matzahs you have a machine matzah that is shemura, mishat ketzira, and then you have a regular machine matzah that is not shemura. Lechatechila, a person should use hand matzah for the night. This way he will be yotze the mitzvah of matzah according to everybody, because the hand matzahs are definitely done lishma according to everybody. So lechatechila for moti matzah and for korech and for afikoman, a person should use a hand matzah, which is shemura mishat ketzira. If a person does not have access to hand matzah for the night of seder, for some reason, there is somewhere that they can't get it, they should lechatechila use machine matzah, which is shemura mishat ketzira. So at least if you do not have the quality of it having been done by hand, at least you have the quality of it being shemura mishat ketzira. If a person has no access to that kind of matzah either, for some reason there is somewhere that doesn't exist, then they could use the regular machine matzahs that are kosher for Passover. Keep in mind there are matzahs in the market that are not good for Pesach. There are matzahs that are made because there are some people who like to eat these kind of crackers, so to speak, during the year. So when you buy matzah, you should make sure that it says on it, kosher le-Pesach, it's kosher le-Pesach, it's kosher for Passover, because there are some matzahs that are not. So if a person has no access to hand matzah or machine shemura matzah, a person could use a regular matzah the night of Seder. That would requirement, the minimum requirement, that would fulfill the minimum requirement that is needed for matzah the night of Seder. The rest of Pesach, a person could eat, as I mentioned before, any matzah that he wants, whether it's hand shemura matzah or machine shemura matzah or regular matzah. There are poskim who say that it's better to use machine matzah for the rest of Pesach, because hand matzahs, although they are very careful, but human error is possible, and the chashash of maybe one of the matzahs, the process lasted more than 18 minutes, or something went wrong, or it became chametz, is more by hand matzah than machine matzah, that everything is done automatically by a machine. So there are those who eat hand shemura matzah for the night of Seder, because that's the best in terms of kavana, and it's shemura. And the rest of Pesach, they use machine matzah, either shemura or not shemura, rather than hand, because it has less of a possibility of it becoming chametz. But lemaase, all the matzahs are lechatechila good for Pesach. There is also another kind of matzah in the market that is called 18-minute matzah. This 18-minute matzah, it is not shemura. It is shemura mishad lisha. It's like a regular matzah, except that every 18 minutes, they will make sure to check on the machine, the ovens and stuff, that is completely clean and no remnants of dough is left over from the last batch. They make sure that everything is stopped and everything is clean or checked to make sure there is no remnants of dough remained. The regular matzah, machine matzah, they don't stop it after every 18 minutes. Every dough that goes in from the time that it's kneaded into a dough, from the beginning when it comes in contact with water till it's baked, the process takes less than 18 minutes. So it should not become chametz, because it takes 18 minutes for the dough to become chametz. So here the process takes less than 18 minutes. But there might be a very, very, very small chance that some little pieces of dough from one batch remains in the machine, stuck somewhere, and gets mixed with the next batch. Although the machine is made, is Teflon, and things don't stick to it, but it is possible that maybe, you know, a small chance, that some remnants of dough remain there. If there is such a situation, that little dough would become batel into the next batch, and it would not halachically pose any problem. Some people do not want to rely on this bitul. They want that the matzah should be completely fine, and they don't want to be somech on any bitul of batel b'shishim or anything of the batel b'rov. So therefore, they'd rather have matzah that every 18 minutes, before one batch and next batch, the machine was inspected. That is a matzah of 18-minute matzah, and it is more expensive than regular matzah. But again, it's another chumrah that exists for Pesach. A person wants to take that chumrah, it's a good thing, but again, every time a person takes on a chumrah, has to consider it with the whole package, the whole background, all different aspects of it, whether it's right to do it or not. Okay, so that basically covers the hand matzah and the machine matzah, the shemura matzah and non-shemura matzah, kosher lepesach matzah, and the matzah that's not kosher lepesach, and the 18-minute matzah. These are the type of matzahs that we have. It is recommended lechatechila that although a person is not obligated to eat matzah during Chol HaMoed, that as I mentioned before, it's a good idea that a person should eat a kazayit of matzah during the day and maybe a kazayit at night, because there's also an inyan of washing for hamotzi on Chol HaMoed. It's not an obligatory, it's not an obligation, it's not a chiyuv, but it's a good thing that a person should do. So if a person is able to wash and eat a kazayit matzah every day of Pesach, it will be a wonderful thing to do. Another thing that a person should keep in mind, very important, we are very makpid that at the night of Seder, everyone should eat, you know, a kazayit of matzah here, and a kazayit of matzah for Korech, and Afikoman. The shiurim were posted, you know, I sent out an email of how much matzah a person should eat. People neglect one important nekuda, and that is on Shabbat and Yom Tov during the day, people might not eat enough matzah by mistake. They don't realize, and they might end up eating less than kazayit. Lechatechila, during the meals that a person washes hands, netilat yadayim, a person should lechatechila eat a kabetza of matzah, because when they wash netilat yadayim with a bracha, that is in order to eat a kabetza of lechem. And in Pesach, lechem is matzah, and a person should eat a kabetza of matzah Pesach morning after Kiddush, Friday night, or Shabbat day, or Soda Shereshit. When it comes to challah, it's easy to eat it, because challah is soft and is heavier, and you eat a couple slices, you do it. When it comes to matzah, it's a little bit more difficult to keep the cheshbon, that a person should eat a kabetza of matzah, or at least a kazayit of matzah, and it should be eaten just like the night, at least within 7 minutes. So when it comes, whoever makes hamotzi during the days of Pesach or Shabbat, the one who's at the table makes hamotzi, would be a good idea that the matzahs that he gives out should be big enough to be at least a kazayit. This way everyone would know that they should eat that piece, and they should eat it within 7 minutes. This way they will be mekayim the mitzvah of Seuda of Yom Tov, which is an obligation to wash and make hamotzi and eat at least a kazayit, and preferably a kabetza of lechem, which in our situation is matzah. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll continue with some other shiurim later on. Chai kasher v'sameach.